Good evening. Britain pivots dramatically, strategic evolution or electoral desperation. This is Global Crossfire. I'm your host. Tonight we're examining Britain's bold new policy direction that could reshape its global relationships. Joining us, Dr. Rachel Thornton, Senior Fellow at Meridian Strategic Foundation from Washington, D.C. Dr. Marcus Lindqvist, Tech Policy Director at Continental Digital Authority from Stockholm, Professor Chen Xiaoming, Tech Policy Expert at Yangtze River University from Shanghai, and Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies Director from Dubai. Dr. Thornton, Britain announces this major shift, genuine strategy or political theater.
This represents genuine strategic recalibration, not mere electoral positioning. Britain is finally adapting to post-Brexit realities. It can't maintain special relationships with everyone simultaneously. The economic data is stark. Current policies aren't delivering growth. This pivot toward tech sovereignty and selective international engagement reflects hard-headed analysis of Britain's actual capabilities versus aspirational global influence. Yes, there's electoral timing involved, but the underlying strategic logic is sound.
Professor Chen, she calls this sound strategy. You study how nations position themselves in tech competition. Isn't this just Britain desperately trying to stay relevant?
Exactly, this is reactive positioning masquerading as strategy. Britain lacks the domestic tech base for true sovereignty and the market size for meaningful leverage. This pivot alienates existing partners without securing new ones. The timing reveals everything. Announce grand strategies before elections, quietly abandon them after. Britain's semiconductor ambitions are particularly unrealistic. They're entering a game where established players have decades of advantage and massive state backing.
But Dr. Thornton, Professor Chen raises a fair point. Where's Britain's competitive advantage here? Aren't they just picking fights they can't win?
Britain's advantage isn't manufacturing chips, it's designing them, regulating them, and bridging different tech ecosystems. Arm Holdings, DeepMind, world-class universities producing AI talent. The strategy isn't competing with Taiwan's fabs or China's scale, it's positioning as the trusted intermediary for global tech governance.
Dr. Lindqvist, from Brussels' perspective, how does this look? Another partner going their own way.
This creates both opportunity and concern. Opportunity because Britain's tech expertise could complement EU digital sovereignty initiatives. We need their regulatory innovation and AI research. Concern because fragmented approaches weaken collective Western leverage against authoritarian tech models. If Britain coordinates with EU frameworks rather than competing against them, this could strengthen both. But if it's another global Britain fantasy ignoring continental realities, it undermines everyone.
Dr. Al-Rashid, what does this British pivot look like from the Gulf? Another Western power promising partnerships they can't deliver.
We're pragmatic about these announcements. Britain talks about tech partnerships, but can they actually deliver investment and market access? The Gulf has learned to diversify Chinese technology, American security, European regulation. Britain's financial services remain valuable, but this tech pivot needs substance beyond rhetoric. We'll engage, but we won't abandon relationships that actually deliver results for aspirational British promises.
Dr. Thornton, Professor Chen, let's get specific. Dr. Thornton, you say Britain can be a trusted intermediary. Professor Chen, you called this unrealistic. Who's right about Britain's actual capabilities?
Look at the data. London remains the global fintech hub. British universities lead AI research publications, and ARM designs power most mobile devices. Britain doesn't need to manufacture everything to influence everything.
ARM was sold to SoftBank, then nearly sold to NVIDIA. British influence is actually foreign ownership of British assets. You can't regulate what you don't control, and Britain controls very little of the actual tech stack.
Control isn't just ownership, it's regulatory frameworks, talent, and ecosystem effects. Britain shapes global standards through soft power, not just hard assets. That's sustainable competitive advantage.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Lindqvist, will EU-UK tech cooperation increase or decrease after this pivot?
Increase if Britain abandons zero-sum thinking. Decrease if they try competing against EU digital sovereignty instead of complementing it.
Professor Chen, biggest risk in this British strategy?
Overestimating soft power while underestimating the importance of manufacturing capacity and domestic market size. Britain risks becoming irrelevant to actual tech development.
Dr. Al-Rashid, will the Gulf take British tech partnerships seriously?
We'll engage selectively. British financial expertise and regulatory frameworks have value, but we won't abandon proven Chinese technology partnerships for British promises.
Final thoughts, Dr. Thornton, 30 seconds.
Britain is adapting to multipolar reality. Smart strategy focuses on comparative advantages, talent, regulation, financial innovation, not trying to replicate China's manufacturing or America's market size.
Success requires coordination with allies. Britain's tech expertise could strengthen Western digital sovereignty if channeled correctly, but unilateral approaches risk fragmenting collective leverage against authoritarian alternatives.
This represents dangerous strategic overreach. Britain lacks the domestic capabilities to execute this vision, and the electoral timing reveals political motivations, undermining serious long-term planning.
We'll judge by results, not rhetoric. Britain can offer valuable partnership in specific areas, but we won't reorganize our tech relationships based on aspirational British strategies.
Strategic evolution or electoral positioning. Tonight's debate reveals the stakes. Britain's global relevance hangs in the balance. Tomorrow, China's infrastructure diplomacy faces new challenges. I'm your host. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire.